Talking with Dan Hallstrom, of course, U.S. Meat Export Federation, just out your year-end report on meat exports for beef and for pork, and I know for pork especially, very exciting.
Yes, we're looking at a record year on pork in 2019, just under $7 billion in sales. But we saw growth of 10% as the year turned out on the volume and about almost 10% on the value. So a combination of several markets, but none smaller than China. China's starting to see big numbers as we anticipated, and that'll probably continue into 2020.
That's even in the face of some fairly significant tariffs.
Exactly. Great point. We're looking at 68% duty on U.S. pork going into China. It just kind of emphasizes the real dire situation from a supply standpoint that they're looking at.
Let's talk about beef.
Yeah, beef, not a record, but we're coming off a record in 2018. We ended up the year, as we thought, right at 2% down, so almost equal to a year ago. And that's in the face of some real headwinds, as you know, Japan being the biggest one with the 12.5-13% duty disadvantage versus our competition. So, but you can't forget about some other markets. Korea continues to be a leader. We were up 7% in Korea off of a record a year ago. We're right under $1.9 billion in sales to Korea. And so those two markets will continue to perform well for beef.
So almost $7 billion for pork. How many? What's the number on beef?
Beef came in at $8.1 billion. So just under the $8.2 billion from a year before.
So, you know, springboarding into the new year, given the fact that we've got that level playing field again on tariffs for beef, for Japan, as well as for pork as well. What does that bode, Neil? What does that tell you?
Well, our estimates on the beef side is we came in at a total on beef for Japan at $1.95 billion for 2019. Our estimate is we're going to be closer to $2.3 billion in Japan for 20, and then within the next year or two after that, the next step would be around $2.5 billion. So, yeah, we see a real short-term and long-term growth potential in that market in all segments.
You may have seen the numbers that Cattle Facts folks were talking about for, you know, 4 or 5 years out on beef exports especially, as well as pork. But in both cases, substantial growth, and I guess a lot of that's in Asia.
A lot of it's in Asia, and some of the developing regions as well, Central America, South America. You know, you look at the regions as a total, and they're significant. So, yeah, I think this is part of the key on both beef and pork is we have some key markets leading to growth, but there's really broad-based growth with a lot of countries involved, and that's really the healthiest kind of growth when you really consider a diversified portfolio.